Hello there, my name is Reverend Ebenezer Sarah Shumeni, and I'm the lead pastor of Purple Fire Online Ministry. Let us pray. Father, we pray by the God authority in the name of our brother, and then we pray that let your spirit of prayer come upon us. Let the garment of prayer be released upon us. Let the strength of prayer be come upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask for the release of your angels. Wherever that they are, let them be assigned to us now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. We started a series titled Failure at the Edge of Your Beauty. Failure at the Edge of Your Beauty. And we are on the part five. And I said earlier on that most often when the children of God are at the edge of their beauty, they stumble and they fall. They slip, they stumble and they fall. And they do not have access to whatever that the Lord has prepared and that is laid for them. But the Lord has caused me to gather a group of prayer points for us to pray through as we have entered into our year 2023, our year of supernatural supplies. We began to deal with certain spirit, and we are on the 16th spirit. That is curses and evil covenants that can cause you at the edge of your breakthrough. The enemy can deploy curses. The enemy can deploy evil covenants to fight against you at the edge of your breakthrough. What is a curse? A curse is an evil pronouncement made over the life of a person that negatively affects their destiny. So the end product of any curse is to negatively affect your destiny. It is after your destiny. Curses are after your destiny. Evil covenants are after your destiny. And prophetically, I declare over whoever that a curse has been pronounced in the corridors of hell, in the corridors of the grave, in the corridors of the coffin, against you, I pray by the authority in the name of Barbara, brother named Aye, let that covenant be destroyed. Let that curse break from your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Prophetically, I declare that anybody that is a parental curse upon you, a parent has laid a curse upon you, a sibling has laid a curse upon you, an older person has laid a curse upon you, I pray that let it be lifted up from you right now in the name of Jesus. I break that curse from you right now. I dip my tongue into the coals of fire, and I declare that let those curses be broken from your life in the mighty name of Jesus. When a child of God is operating on a curse, he will begin to notice gradual sluggishness, demotion, shame, anger, debt, and later extend to poverty, marital delay, divorce, death, and sickness. But I pray by divine authority in the name above every other name that any form of sluggishness, any spirit of sluggishness that has been deployed against you this year, we cut him off you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We slay such a spirit right now by divine authority in the name of Jesus. In the spirit of demotion that the enemy wants to use through curses, through evil covenants, to cause you at the edge of your breakthrough this year 2023, and preventing whatever promises that the Lord has made and pronounced in the corridors of heaven over your life and over your destiny, we pray that let those curses break in the mighty name of Jesus. You shall not be demoted this year. You shall retain your seat once again this year in the mighty name of Jesus. Any shame that is a constituent of curses and a constituent of evil covenant, we pray by divine authority that let that shame be uplifted from you. We uplift the shame in the mighty name of Jesus. In exchange for your shame, receive a double honor. Receive a double honor in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that any anger that comes with evil covenant, sometimes men can go into evil covenant and endorse certain deals, that there is famine in the land, that there is scarcity in the land, that there is poverty in the land. I pray by divine authority that famine, scarcity, and poverty will not cause you to wander in anger in this year in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not experience anger under this prophetic atmosphere this year 2023. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that any debt that the enemy has released upon you, we pray that let the debt be paid in the name of Jesus. I cancel cancel every debt that the enemy has heaped upon your life, heaped upon the life of your wife, heaped upon the life of your husband, heaped upon the life of your children, heaped upon the life of your children, heaped upon the entire family. Let that debt be paid now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray by divine authority that marital delay will not be mentioned among you in the mighty name of Jesus. We break that curse. We destroy and reverse every yoke, every decrease, every satanic declaration that was being made aforetime before you were born, when you were in your mama's womb. Any satanic decree, any satanic declaration that was being made, any vow that was being taken on your behalf that has caused your marriage to be delayed, are prophetically declared by divine authority in the name above every other name, that let it break in the mighty name of Jesus. We set you loose. We set you free to marry this year in the mighty name of Jesus. You shall not divorce out of curses. Whoever that laid a curse and a charge over your marriage, I pray that let that curse be broken. Let that charge be reversed in the court of heaven in the mighty name of Jesus. We reverse that charge in the mighty name of Jesus. Let that curse be uplifted. Let anything that is associated with your divorce be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak and we yell at the spirit of divorce that ye flee from that family in the mighty name of Jesus. Whoever that is battling with sickness, that is gravitating towards death, we pray by the divine authority in the name above every other name that infirmity have been arrested by the shed blood of Christ Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus. It shall be arrested by the shed blood of Christ Jesus in the name of Jesus. Who will turn the Bible with me to Galatians chapter 3 verse 13? Galatians chapter 3 verse 13. Is that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of law. I pray that your redemption has come. I pray that your redemption has come. He said, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He said, being made a curse for us, for it is written. Curse is everyone that hangeth on the tree. In any written curse that is associated with your family name, it is associated with your maiden name, it is associated with your middle name, it is associated with your first name. I pray by divine authority in the name above every other name that let that curse be uplifted. Let that curse be broken. Any yoke that is associated with your first name, that is associated with your middle name, that is associated with your maiden name, I pray that let that yoke be broken by the anointing that has been released for this great commission in the mighty name of Jesus. Child of God, you got to understand that we are dealing with failure at the edge of your breakthrough. Failure at the edge of your breakthrough. We are going on to the 17th spirit that causes men to stumble and fall when they are at the edge of their breakthrough. We are dealing with spirit that contend with them. Evil report and reporters. That is the 17th spirit. Evil report and reporters. An evil report is any report that is contrary to the word of God. It is the opposite of the word of God. It is the opposite of the word of God. When God is speaking about A, the evil report is speaking about B. When God is speaking about one, the evil report is speaking about two. It is contrary to the word of the Lord. It is not symmetrically connected to the word of the Lord. I pray for whoever that an enemy has released somebody to come and give you an evil report that let his foot not step at your doorstep. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is contrary to the plan of God for you. The plan of God for you this year is for you to receive abundance in the supernatural supply atmosphere, in the supernatural supply realm. But somebody somewhere is coming with an evil report that the enemy has laid a charge against you at the court of law, that your finances, there is a limitation upon your finances. I pray by divine authority in the name of God, every other name, that whoever that has taken you to a demonic court, that will cause you to wander in wilderness, wander in shame, wander in anger, wander in scarcity. I pray by divine authority in the name of Jesus that as the angel of the Lord has brought us the good and the genuine report, we cancel that evil report in the name of Jesus. The chief messenger of evil report is Lucifer. He uses human beings to carry out the nefarious acts. I pray that whoever that the enemy has released as a messenger of evil report assigned to you this year, may you miss such a messenger this year in the name of Jesus. Prophetically, I declare that you shall miss such a messenger this year in the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to turn the Bible with me to Numbers chapter 13, verse 32. And let us read an account of an evil report that nearly caused Israel at the edge of their breakthrough. Numbers chapter 13, verse 32. The Bible says, and they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search is a land that eateth up the inhabitants. Therefore, I pray and I declare that this year 2023, it doesn't matter what you are feeling, it doesn't matter what you are sensing, it doesn't matter what you have dreamt about, it doesn't matter what somebody has prophesied to you. I have been to the land and I've seen that this particular land, the Lord has promised that He will supply the needs of His people to them. So it doesn't matter what men have said to you in closed doors. I came to amplify and pronounce what heaven has already announced, that 2023 is a land flowing with milk and honey. The Lord will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. We cancel that evil report that 2023 will be a land that will swallow you, an inhabitant, that will swallow you, a citizen of heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, and all the people that we saw are in a men of great stature. 2023, you will have the power, the privilege, the boldness, the confidence to rob your soldiers with the sons and daughters of Lucifer, because the Lord has given you that enablement, that capability. There are satans, the grace, the anointing to rob your soldiers with them. Because this year they will not intimidate you with evil reports in the mighty name of Jesus. Sometimes the enemy comes in with an evil report just to intimidate you, just to cause you to grow, just to cause you to be very quiet in your dealings with them, just to mute you, just to silence you, just to cause you to be in stagnation. But I pray by divine authority that any messenger of evil report, any carrier of evil report that the enemy has sent to come to you, that is holding your first name, that is holding your second name, that is holding your maiden name, I pray by divine authority in the name above every other name that you shall miss such an evil reporter in the mighty name of Jesus. Whilst you are at the edge of your breakthrough, you will miss such an evil reporter. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of the word of the Lord. That stands to reason that stumbling and falling at the edge of your breakthrough comes by hearing, and hearing of the word of evil reporters. I pray by divine authority in the name above every other name that I see the Lord delivering you from the hands and the grip of evil reporters in the year 2023, in the mighty name of Jesus. Child of God, we are dealing with failure at the edge of your breakthrough, and we are on the 18th spirit. That is spiritual marriage. Spiritual marriage. This spiritual husband and spiritual wives are marrying demons that torment people before, within, and out of their marriages. Before, within, and out of their marriages. They are marrying demons. They are marrying demons. Their jurisdiction is the marine kingdom, and they are marine demons, and they torment you before your marriage. When you are single, they torment you. When you are married, they torment you. When you are divorced, they torment you. I pray for whoever that a marine demon has taken your status, has changed your status from being married to divorce, that in the mighty name of Jesus, let your status be corrected in the mighty name of Jesus. I correct your status from being married to divorce. Let that error be corrected in the mighty name of Jesus. Let that error be corrected in the mighty name of Jesus. They are not human beings, but they can possess and manifest in the body or spirit of living persons. They are usually called spiritual spouse, in the department of incubus and succubus. In the department of incubus and succubus, they can live and operate in a person for many years without any plans of leaving. Sometimes the person may have a strong feeling that he or she is being monitored or manipulated by marine spirit. Marine spirit, they monitor you, they manipulate you. I pray that may you be delivered from any marine demon. We deploy the blood of Jesus to wash you from the crown of your head to the tip of your to the soles of your foot, to the tip of your fingers, in the mighty name of Jesus. Will you turn the Bible with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 2? He said, "For I am jealous over you. For I am jealous over you. For I have espoused you to have one husband. For I have espoused you to have one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. That I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ." This is the gentleman Paul speaking. And he said that, "For I am jealous over you with your godly jealousy." With godly jealousy. "For I have espoused you to have one husband." Everybody is ascribed to one wife, one husband. So Paul said, "I am godly jealous over you that I have espoused you to one husband and wife, that I may present you as a chaste virgin of Christ." Your inability to stay with one man or one woman will cause you not to be a chaste virgin to be presented unto Christ. I pray for whoever that is battling with fornication and adultery, that let the Spirit of the Lord deliver you from the arms and the grip of this marine kingdom, in the mighty name of Jesus. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. I pray that your mind will not be corrupted, in the mighty name of Jesus. I wash your brain with the blood of Jesus. I wash your brain with the blood of Jesus. I wash your heart and sanctify your heart with the blood of Jesus. I sanctify you with the blood of Jesus. That go back to your wife, man. Go back to your wife, woman. Your husband, woman. In the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know whoever that is watching me, that is staying with somebody that is not your wife or is not your husband. Prophetically, I declare this word and pronounce this word upon you. That saying, that is a go back because you have been re-sanctified. Go back because you have been sanctified. You have been cleansed through the shed blood of the Christ Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Child of God, we are dealing with failure at the edge of your breakthrough. My name is Reverend Ebenezer Asari Osuemi, and I'm the new pastor of Purple Fire Online Ministry. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.